Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. And you're also listening to The Feeling of Jazz. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. Normally, when I highlight an artist for the week, it's usually an instrumental artist, because there's so many great jazz artists out there that we can't cover, that we don't do too many vocals. But tonight we're going to do a second installment of our salute to vocalist Annie Ross, who was one of my favorites, really great jazz vocalist. And so we're going to survey a little bit of her vocal expertise tonight. And we're going to kick it off with an album cut by Annie in 1959 on the Pacific Jazz label, which was a fine independent jazz label in the 50s and 60s on the West Coast. And joining Annie is Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Bud Freeman on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, Monty Bellwig on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. And this is a page out of the Duke Ellington songbook called I Didn't Know About You.
I ran around with my own little crowd, usual laughs, not often but loud, and in the world that I knew, I didn't know about you. Chasing after a ring on a merry-go-round, just having my fun where it could be found. And yet what else could I do? I didn't know about you. Darling, now I know I've spent the loneliest yesterdays every day in your arms. I know for once in my life good time. Every time I went out, romance was a thing I kidded about. How could I know about love? I didn't know about you. Thank you. darling. Now I know I've spent the loneliest yesterdays every day in your arms. I know for once in my life good time. Every time I went out, romance was a thing I kidded about. How could I know about love? I didn't know about you.
I didn't know about you, tastefully rendered. Our highlight vocalist of the week, Annie Ross. That's an Ellington composition, backed up tastefully by Russ Freeman on piano and Jim Hall on guitar, from a Pacific Jazz album called A Gasser. And so what's up next, Al?
Well, I'm going to start off with the tenor saxophone of Eddie Miller. And he appears here with the Johnny Varro Trio, and it's on a Delmark CD entitled Street of Dreams. So in addition to Eddie on tenor sax, we'll hear from Johnny Varro on piano, Ray Leatherwood on bass, and Gene Estes on drums. And they're going to do a Victor Young Sam Lewis tune, which is also the title tune of the CD, Street of Dreams. Thank you. That was Street of Dreams, featuring the tenor saxophone of Eddie Miller, along with Johnny Varro on piano, Ray Leatherwood on bass, and Gene Estes on drums. That was from a Delmark CD released in 1982, entitled Street of Dreams.
I'm going to continue to highlight the vocal jazz artistry of Annie Ross, and this time we're going to play something from her Pacific Jazz album called Annie Ross Sings a Song with Mulligan. Of course, by Mulligan, we mean the great baritone sax, Jerry Mulligan, who we've played on this show many, many times. And this is kind of actually the Jerry Mulligan quartet that was working at that time. It included, of course, Jerry on baritone sax, Art Farmer on trumpet, and Chet Baker on, Art Farmer on trumpet, Bill Crow on bass, Henry Grimes on bass, also Dave Bailey on drums, and this is Johnny Mercer, Harold Arlen classic, This Time's the Dream's on Me.
Somewhere, someday, we'll be close together, wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you'll look at me adoringly. But as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It must be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you through till you're everything you want to be. Well, it can't be true, but this time the dream's on me. Adoringly, as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It must be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see me through till you're everything you want to be. It can't be true, but this time the dream's on me. This time the dream's on me. This time the dream's on me.
Ah, Annie Ross on vocals collaborating with the great baritone sax work of Jerry Mulligan from her Pacific Jazz album. Annie Ross sings the song of Mulligan, and that was the Mulligan, Working Mulligan Quartet at that time, backing up Annie. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, next up we have a group led by organist Jimmy McGriff. This is from a Milestone CD entitled The Starting Five. In addition to Jimmy on organ, we'll hear from tenor sax artist Rusty Bryant, also from Ray Charles' former reed man on tenor sax, David Fathead Newman, Mal Brown on guitar, and Bernard Perry on drums. They're going to do a Gene Ammons tune entitled Hitting the Jug. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Hittin' the Jug, a tune originally written by Gene Ammons and featuring Jimmy McGriff on organ, Rusty Bryant on tenor sax, David Newman on tenor sax, Mel Brown on guitar, and Bernard Perry on drums. That was from a Milestone CD released in 1987 entitled The Starting Five.
Now, our highlight artist of the week, jazz vocalist Annie Ross, teamed up with John Hendricks and Dave Lambert, and they formed a vocal trio. And they did all kinds of jazz-oriented things. Normally, they would take a great jazz composition and then sing the lyrics to the put lyrics to the composition, and also sing the solos that were made on those particular compositions by various jazz artists. It was called, for lack of a better definition, vocalese. Kind of a difference between vocalese and scat. And they were very, very, very hot and talented trio in the late 50s and early 60s. And here they're backed up from on a Pacific Jazz album that was cut in 59 that includes Eddie Jones on bass, Sonny Payne on drums, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones and Sonny Payne and Freddie Green were in the rhythm section of the Count Basie band at that time. Russ Freeman on piano, and the great Zoot Sims is here on tenor sax, and this is a little swinger called Love Makes the World Go Round.
An apple falls off an apple tree because of the law of gravity. What goes up must come down.
Down.
Well, that's a crazy sound.
Down.
But love,
love,
love makes the world go round. I'm talking about love.
I'm talking about love.
I'm talking about lovely love.
I'm talking about lovely love.
Talking about love. They say it's well known to everyone, the earth is spinning round the sun. It's a fact of great renown,
now.
But you can't feel the moving ground,
round.
But love,
love,
love makes the world go round. I'm talking about love,
I'm talking about love.
I'm talking about lovely
I'm
love,
talking about lovely love.
Talking about love,
I'm talking about love.
I'm talking about beautiful
I'm talking
love.
About love.
the sunshine out of sight. It's a fact of great renown.
Now,
it's a thing wise men have found.
But
love makes the world go round. I'm talking about love.
I'm talking about love.
I'm talking about lovely love.
I'm talking about lovely love.
I'm talking about
love.
I'm talking about love.
I'm talking about
love. Makes the world go round.
Round, 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 round,
makes the world go round.
That's Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. That's John Hendricks, Dave Lambert, and our highlight vocalist of the week, Annie Ross, on vocal, doing a little thing called Love Makes the World Go Round, which was cut on the Pacific Jazz label in 1959, called The Swingers. It included some fine work there by Russ Freeman on piano and Zoot Sims on tenor sax. So what's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a quartet led by Clark Terry on flugelhorn. It's from an LP entitled The Eddie Costa Memorial Concert. In 1957, Eddie Costa was the first jazz musician to win the downbeat pole on two different instruments, piano and vibes. His recording career was only 8 years long because it ended tragically on a New York freeway in an automobile accident at the age of 31. But during that 8-year career, he appeared on over 100 albums. So that number of appearances apparently created the size of the community of musicians that wanted to honor him at this concert. There are two different groups featured on this album. In this particular case, we're going to hear from the group led by Clark Terry, with Clark on flugelhorn, Dick Hyman on piano, Art Davis on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. And the tune was written by Clark, entitled The Simple Waltz. Thank you. So that was The Simple Waltz, a tune written by Clark Terry and performed there by Clark on flugelhorn, Dick Hyman on piano, Art Davis on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. That's from an LP on the Colpix label released in 1963 as part of the Eddie Acosta Memorial Concert.
Here's another track by the Vocalese Trio of Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and our highlight artist of the week, vocalist Annie Ross. And this is the little swinger that was written by Cannonball Adderley's little brother, Ned Adderley, called Sermonette, and from an album was cut on the Pacific Jazz label in 1960. And I think we're going to hear from a former Basieite on this particular track, the great trumpet man, Harry Edison. Let's listen to Sermonette.
I heard me a sermonette. Have you heard it yet? With that soulful message that you won't soon forget. It tells about real true love people lost sight of through their sinful living and scorning heaven above. It tells you to love one another, to feel that each man's your brother. Live right, cause you know that you reap what you sow. And so to have no regrets and to find what you're missing, bow your head and listen to this sermon.
Churchy version of Ned Adderley's great composition, Sermonette, done by the Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross Vocalese Trio on the Columbia album called The Hottest New Group in Jazz, cut in 1960. Well, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. We hope you've enjoyed the sounds. I'm Kent Lindquist, your co-host, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, and it's only about 5 minutes. We'll be back for approximately another hour of fine mainstream jazz. How are we going to close out the first hour, Al?
Next, we'll hear from saxophone artist Eddie Harris. And in this case, the saxophone will be electronically amplified. Eddie was one of the first to use the Veritone, which was a saxophone with an amplification unit mounted directly in the neck of the saxophone. The instrument was manufactured by the Selmer Instrument Company. A unit was wired directly to a control box, which could be clipped to the belt or hung around the neck. This particular selection is from an LP released on the Atlantic label entitled The Electrifying Eddie Harris. And it features Eddie on the baritone, Jody Christian on piano, Melvin Jackson on bass, Richard Smith on drums, and Ray Barreto on percussion. The particular selection here was written by Eddie and was also released as a single, reaching number 16 on the R&B charts in 1968. And the top 100 on the Billboard charts. The album itself was also nominated for a Grammy Award in 1968. They're going to do Eddie's tune entitled Listen Here.